Dave Wingert with you here on the Boomer Radio Network. I've so looked forward to the Wingy Wednesday Wingman segment, pardon the alliteration. Doug Duchon from Echo Systems, thank you for coming in this morning.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, when I first moved back to Omaha 15 years ago, you have a showroom out there. It's not far from here. It's on L and
120th and I
20th Street. Just straight down the street here. And it was mostly lighting for homes. You had a big showroom with a lot of lights hanging from the ceiling.
We did, yeah.
You've redone that now. And I hear that your showroom is kind of like known all around the world for its high technology. Tell my listener what it is that you've done inside that space.
Yeah, thank you.
We
6 to 7 years ago, we started transforming that as the decorative lighting business started to shift and many people were transitioning to purchasing decorative fixtures online. Simultaneously, the technology side of our business, home theater, lighting control, home audio and video was growing really exponentially. So we bit by bit kind of took over that show space and have transformed it into essentially a $2.5 million experience center for aesthetically integrated technology that's been pretty remarkable to work out of.
Sounds fancy schmancy. Sounds expensive too.
Yeah.
But it can be done on any level at any price range, couldn't it?
It really can, yeah. The idea of the Experience Center is really to give people a 30,000 foot view of just where technology is at right now and more radically to show people, you know, that it doesn't have to look like an afterthought, that it can conform to the rest of the aesthetic, which is, you know, you would think revolutionary when you look at the technology on people's walls and the wires hanging down. And so when really given the visual of what it looks like to be done with care.
Oh, well put. Done with care. And you mentioned how quickly things have changed. Wasn't that long ago when if you wanted speakers in your house, you had to put the wires all through your rooms, and now it's all done wirelessly. What are some of the major trends that you're seeing in home technology?
I think probably the one that surprises people the most when they come into our Experience Center is just simply how it looks, you know, whether it's, you know, it used to be a question with a client, do you want sound? Do you want a TV in this room or that room? Now it's become a question of what do you want your sound to look like? What do you want your TV to look like? Uh-huh. And so when our clients come in and can see a TV that when it turns off, it's a mirror, or when it turns
or
off,
painting.
It's, yes, you know, or speakers that are fully invisible behind the drywall. You know, that's people get pretty surprised and excited about
and turned
that.
On.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you do speakers behind drywall?
Yeah, it's a specific manufacturer that makes it, but it's fits in a stud space. It's skimmed right over, painted right over. They sound fantastic.
I bet. Outdoor technology is growing. So, what do you see? Is it the same thing outside as inside? Then
it's a great question. Yeah, different from a kind of a thinking concept from the technical side, it takes a different approach because, of course, everything needs to be weatherproof but mm-hmm. Or concealed or something of that nature. But that is the idea, is that, you know, we're our outdoor living, we're wanting to kind of mimic our lifestyle inside. We maybe want to watch the game or listen to music more importantly, not disturb our neighbors, you know, while we're doing
that. Oh, yeah, good point.
So that takes some know-how and some forethought, but also getting the Wi-Fi outside, another important deal.
Well, we boomers... Okay, so I'm older than you, but we boomers think of taking music outside. Okay, things that look like rocks, but they're really speakers. I'm sure you've come a long way since then.
It has, yeah, it has. Yeah, I never really did think they looked that much like rocks. So.
And they didn't sound so great either.
No, they didn't. So
what's the new
There are speakers that almost look like outdoor lighting. They're very small. They're embedded into the landscape. And really the key with outdoor sound is a greater frequency of placement. So we put smaller devices more frequently throughout the landscape so that you can play it at a very low level, but it surrounds you. So you don't have to, you know, blast it and bother the neighbors.
How do you get bass outside?
That's a great question. There are actually subwoofers that can be buried.
Oh, no. So, of course. I feel the earth move under my feet.
That's right.
This is fascinating. I know you can stick around because we've already talked about this. We're just skimming the surface here. But Doug Duchon, who is sales and marketing manager of Echo Systems, is delightful. If you have any questions, Wingy, W-I-N-G-Y, at myboomerradio.com, or give us a call at 553-1490. The Vugs from the Pittsburgh area, I think, because my parents took me to the, what was it, the Holiday Inn. No, that's a hotel. The Holiday...
Theater?
Oh, the nightclub.
Oh.
It was a really... It doesn't matter because nobody cares, right? But I got to see them. I remember I got all dressed up and my mother ordered me a Shirley Temple. That's all that I remember.
Oh, the days of the Shirley Temples and Roy Rogers.
Right. Right. That's what when we belonged to we actually belonged to Baldock Hills Country Club in Irwin, Pennsylvania. God, where did I haven't even thought of that forever.
Boy, the stuff just comes back arbitrarily.
Mm-hmm.
It?
Can't remember what we had for dinner last night. 8:17 on Boomer.
Traffic.
Well, we are up to our ears in a traffic mess this morning.
Oh, dear. Tell all.
All right. 680 southbound. Now, get all worked up. 680 southbound to 80 eastbound. There's a semi jackknifed on the curb.
Oy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Now, if you're thinking you can maybe get off of 680 southbound at Dodge or even at Maple, forget it. It's backed up all the way to Fort Street. Get out of there and stay away from 680 southbound from Fort Street to the I-80 split, because you're going to be in there for at least a half an hour if you get into that mess.
Wow.
There. Also, I-680 northbound, maybe it's just because people are goosenecking, that's also slow from Interstate 80 to around
Dodge. Goosenecking, like looky-loos.
Looky-loos type of thing, yeah. It's a mess out there. Add into that the state track meet traffic at 120th and Dodge, and you've got a recipe for... I hope you brought your lunch with you, because you're going to be out there a while.
Just stay home. Don't try.
Don't try, exactly. Let it all moderate. Get rid of it. That's a look at Boomer traffic. I'm Neil Nelkin.
822 here at the Boomer Radio Network. Very infrequently, I'm talking to... a guest here at Boomer where there's just not enough time, because we could go on for a couple of hours here, but I'll cut you loose, Doug, before the hour is out. Doug Duchon, sales and marketing manager of Echo Systems. Off mic, we were talking about this installation you did in Kansas City, and I do want to get to that, so let's put a bookmark in that. But you're talking about human-centric lighting. You wrote this in a letter to me, an email. Lights that can change color temperature throughout the day to track with the color temperature of the sun and help regulate human circadian rhythms.
Huh? It's a mouthful. Yeah.
Well, but tell me more. Tell me more.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, and it's one of those things where we have the benefit of people being able to come in and see what does that mouthful mean. And it's profound to see. In fact, our experience center is one of the very few places in the United States you can go to experience it. Mm-hmm. But what it is, when people are looking to replace a light bulb or to get new light fixtures, they're often left to figure out what color temperature mm-hmm. of those lights, mm-hmm. you know, and the older incandescent lights were at 2700, kind of a warmer glow, and the LED, they tend to skew a little more towards the bluer end
right.
of the spectrum.
Kind of a cooler.
Cooler, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes that exposure to the cooler and the bluer end of the spectrum, it triggers serotonin production.
Sure. Well, people can buy like lamps that duplicate sunshine.
Right. Well, we need that sunshine to go away so that our brains can start to produce melatonin in the evening. And that's what this type of light will do, is automatically track with the circadian, you know, our natural circadian rhythm, so that in the middle of the day, we've got exposure to that blue light, our brains are producing serotonin, so we're not, you know, getting as sleepy after lunch.
Yeah.
And then in the evening, that blue light recedes out of the light so that our brains can naturally produce melatonin.
You mean your lighting system at home changes color?
Yes.
Oh, my God. So this isn't just putting in a new kind of bulb.
It is to some degree that.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, there's some programming involved, but it is a very very intelligent and very high quality bulb that actually can color shift from 1400 Kelvin, which is candlelight color temperature, to 10,000 Kelvin, which is like an Arctic blue sky.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, I love that you know this, and you know theater and you movie theaters and TVs and sound and all that. When I was in Seattle, there was a lot of talk about instead of Microsoft, Bill Gates building a home into the side of you could see it from the bridge, and that it was so you know, it was a smart home, and think, well, of course he knows how to use that sort of thing. And that's a misconception, right? That these control systems are for people who are technologically adept. And you say just the opposite.
It is. It's a funny kind of juxtaposition that we're a technology company for people who are intimidated by technology.
Mm-hmm. And it's most of us.
Yeah. Most of the population is.
Yeah. I mean, I have trouble with Twitter, so...
Right. So, it's counterintuitive, but the absence of technology can actually become more frustrating and challenging for many of our clients. Everything has its own app nowadays, and we have multiple remote controls to...
I was going
to
say, most of us have four or five remote controls. You could probably make it so that there's one on the table, one remote.
Or one app.
Right. Love it. Of course, we're just going to skim the surface here. If you're interested, you head out to Ecosystem Showroom, which I'm going to go see. I can't wait. You were talking about this $650,000 television down in Kansas City. What is that?
That was really a remarkable project that we were fortunate enough to be able to execute. Mm-hmm. It was a discriminating client and
with deep pockets.
Yeah, but you know, really his a really savvy guy. You know, so not a. Not he.
Not just to show it off.
Yeah, he. This is a gentleman who uses his theater heavily. It's very important to his lifestyle, and he simply asked me, "I want to see the best." And so we went to a couple different places, which was challenging during COVID, of course.
Oh, I bet.
To show him examples of this in other clients' homes in Dallas and Salt Lake. And we just finished executing this. It's a 182-inch, basically the best TV that exists.
It's a TV?
Yeah.
The size of a wall.
Yes, yeah, it is micro LED panels that are ganged together to create the size that we want, but the resolution is absolutely stunning. It's floor to ceiling, wall to wall.
I'm drooling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fantastic. And of course very few can afford that. And brings me to the last point. You can scale down this so that someone says, "Look, I love movies. Let me watch it at home, the best possible. Here's my budget." Can you do that?
That's a very helpful way to work because, yes is the short answer. Because the scale can be from modest to what we just talked about, which is obviously an outlier, a very fun outlier,
yeah.
but not the norm. There's really not a... I think our job is to really educate the client, but most importantly, distill from them what their expectations are. Mm-hmm. Because oftentimes a client doesn't really know what it costs, or, you know, so it's really just listening. Mm-hmm. Listening to your client and finding the budget that works for the performance level that they're comfortable with. But there's really not a budget that we haven't been able to hit.
And I'd like to say in closing, because we're just, I want you to come back and talk about some more, if you would. But
of course.
You can buy this stuff on Amazon, basically, or you can go into home, you know, these big box stores. But it occurs to me that dealing with someone like you, you can walk through the process, as you said, listen to them, what they want to accomplish, and probably save them time and money.
That is true. I mean, I think really to bring it to that is it comes back to that level of fear that people have around technology, right? Is mm-hmm. you can imagine asking Google for help, you know, or trying to call Amazon for help versus and how we've grown our business from, you know, 5 of us 10 years ago to 50 of us today.
50?
Yes.
Wow.
Trying to help our clients feel like we're still a very small company. And we do that by picking up the phone 24 hours a day.
If they call you and say, hey, I'm having trouble with this, can you... And then you talk them down from the ledge.
Yeah, not only that, but we have the ability, because of how much technology has changed, to remotely log in, help them see what they're seeing.
Oh,
so oftentimes, about 90% of our service calls are averted and can be handled remotely with just a phone call.
90%?
Yeah.
You take over. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, I'm eager to come out and see your showroom, and let's continue this dialogue. It's absolutely, I'm sure I'm not the only person who is fascinated by this. Your showroom at 120th and
I Street, yes.
I Street. Doug Duchon, sales and marketing manager of Ecosystems. You're a delight. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
8:30.
Music that makes you feel good. Boomer Radio.